Hello and welcome to Adam's coding explanation, where I'm explaining different functions in the coding world of JavaScript and Python. So on to our first one, we are talking about a lot of cryptocurrencies and how we can code them using blockchain. So with Python, we can use blockchain, and you import hashlib and import JSON. So from this, you have to register and self-address each node to the hash and insert that in the blockchain. So basically what the code does, it builds blockchains, which are little blocks, and every block has a hash in it. And these hash relate to another, as in, they have the same four digits as the block next to them. So picture that. And so that's basically an introduction on cryptocurrency and how we can store blocks in hashes. And right now we are going to be taking a small 2-minute break, and we will continue later. All right, bye. And now continuing. As you might have deducted from my name, a blockchain is a type of digital ledger that stores blocks of data in an interconnected fashion. New data is added to the blockchain from a theoretical limitless number of nodes that a blockchain support, and these are called hash. As a digital ledger is also decentralized, these nodes can be located anywhere in the world. So they create different hash numbers so people cannot get the block. Being decentralized also means that there does not need to be a single controlling authority telling the blockchain how to operate. It will go through the motions of taking in data, offloading the verification process, adding new blocks to the chain, and also updating the nodes with the newest version of the chain, all automatically. Aside from storing a wide variety of data, each block also includes a timestamp about its generation, along with other classification data to ensure the chain easily knows how to sort this data. This is also one of the ways blockchain technology automates and ensures decentralized nature doesn't need to be compromised. So blockchains easily coded in C++, Python, JavaScript, and Solidity. And that is just a little simple thing about blockchain. Now on to our next segment, we are going to be working on binary tree and other mathematical algorithms in the coding world. So binary tree is a tree of nodes, written in Java, JavaScript, C++, C, or Python, that has a list of nodes that are more like roots, with each separating into different branches. So all of these nodes transfer from one to another, and using recursion, it skips one and goes to the other node, creating the algorithm. Binary tree is using each node of the root in its value.